Hi, Ruth.
Hey, how you doing? I did speak with her.
Okay, you did speak with her, you believe, or not?
I did speak with her.
Okay,
yes.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I have surgery tomorrow, so I got a lot on my mind. I'm having the left side done on my cataract. So okay, it's no problem. No problem with her. She can speak. She speaks good, and then I have a neighbor that could also help out. Right. She speaks fluent Ukraine or Russian or something like that. She could also talk with her too, and tell her. But she speaks very good English.
Mm-hmm.
And Ruth, as far as you know, has she been here a while, or did she just come from the Ukraine or Russia?
So I'm not sure. I mean, she has worked for us in the past, so, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
She has worked for you in the past. Good. Okay. And no complaints or anything?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. And you don't know, she worked for a lady or an old lady, an old man, right?
I don't know that.
Don't know anything about that. Okay.
No.
Okay. I spoke with her and, okay. I have to, right now, I did call her and I want to try to make an appointment to see her. And I don't know if it could be on the weekend or something like that, just to meet her. She's got to get a ride. She's got to get a ride right now for transportation. And, but right now I'm have to concentrate on my eye surgery. So I'm going to be, busy with my eye surgery. I got to go to St. Mary's Hospital, tomorrow at noon. So I'm going to be pretty busy and then I'll be recovering.
Oh.
I'll be recovering. Now, on the weekends, I have nobody, but I did talk to her. I have her number. She sounds very nice. I'm going to go from there. I do need a little time. I need time because I'm going in for surgery.
Right, that's totally up to you.
Right.
I'm just thinking another thing. Won't you need her help, you know, after the surgery?
Probably, yeah, but she's not going to be able to work on Saturday or Sunday right now. I'll probably just be in bed those 2 days. I got to play it by ear right now. I just don't know. I have so much on my mind. I didn't know that I was going in for surgery tomorrow. The doctor just said. She just called. I thought it was a doctor's appointment. Like before, when they did the right eye, she had me come in originally, talk to me, check the eye, put some drops in, make sure everything's okay, tell me what medicines not to take. The operation is tomorrow. So I got it. I have a million things to do. And right now, I have to do them by myself right now. I will, yeah. But I'm not downing. I called her. Yeah, but I just need some time right now to do this. Okay.
Right. What I'm thinking is, you know, just because I want your best, but you tell me if it doesn't work for you.
Do it.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking is, if you have time to meet her today, you know, just
today,
for a couple of minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm not dressed yet. I'm not. I'm putting nothing away. Nothing. It's a mess. I didn't shower. I've got to maybe later today, if I can call her, if I'm prepared, if I'm ready, it would be a good thing. It would be a good thing today. But I have to see if I can do it right now. I'm on the phone. I have to try to get coverage on certain things right now that I'm trying to do. I got to call the pharmacy. I got to call this. Got to call that. Yeah. I got to do that, but right now I'm on the phone. I can't do it. I know I need to do this, but I got to go into surgery tomorrow. I got to go into surgery tomorrow.
All right, I understand.
So I have somebody taking me there. I do have somebody. Tomorrow I have somebody. So I don't know what I'm doing right now. I have to make an appointment with her. If I tell her to come, I'm not going to be ready for her. I can't tell her to come in right now. I gotta get in the shower. I have to get in the shower. That will wake me up. I have my meals here right now that were just delivered, and they're sitting out. I gotta put them in the refrigerator. I have so much I gotta do right this second because I can't do it right now. I'm on the phone.
Let me let you go. One more question, Jonathan.
Sure.
Do you want me to contact your insurance company and ask them for the authorization? That way, first we have it, and then you can decide when you want her to start?
Okay, I guess so. I have to get rid of one other person for that day. Okay?
You have someone right now?
Yeah, right now I have to get these two people out. Okay?
Oh.
I'm going to get the, yeah, there's, my, okay. Monday and Tuesday she's going to be working. And I'm going to stop this other lady Monday and Tuesday, and I'm going to call Amber at Jefferson, and I'm going to say I do need somebody for Mondays and Tuesdays, but I have to, I have to do that in time. I have to do it. I don't know if I can call right this second and do it. Because I got surgery tomorrow, I don't know what I'm doing. I need a break right now. I need time. I told her I was going to try to meet her and do this. I can call if I get in the shower and I'm ready and I'm dressed and I got to get to the pharmacy. If I am ready, I will call you or call her and tell her to come and meet me.
Okay, not a problem.
I can meet her halfway or something, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
She probably has a ride. She may have a ride, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He might have a ride, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Jonathan, you see what works for you, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's going to work. Everything's going to fall in place. But,
yeah.
You know, you just call me now. You just called me, told me about her. I need a little bit of time. I need some time.
Okay, not a problem. So take your time,
okay.
Jonathan. And
okay.
Hope everything goes
okay.
Well with the surgery tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye. I will call you. I promise I will call.
Okay.